It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for being here. I have got a lovely guest with me. This is Dr. Jack Wilson. Jack, I'm just going to bring you on. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dr. Holly. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I have never talked to you and never met you in person, and I've heard so many amazing things, and I've heard your broadcasting before, and I really, really appreciate the work that you're doing.
Well, right back at you. You are a board-certified cardiologist who uses nutrition and supplements to prevent and treat disease. Well, welcome to our show, because I think that is just amazing. And this is the other thing. I want to talk about this real quickly. You have a book called The Paleo Cardiologist. And although, as I promised the listeners, we're going to talk about some ways to avoid getting sick on while traveling on a plane, because you write prolifically, and this is a blog of yours, and I really wanted to pick your brain about this, being somebody who kind of flies around a lot. But tell me a little bit about the paleocardiologist.
Well, I think the paleocardiologist and the whole idea of paleo nutrition also ties in hand in hand with travel and staying healthy while traveling. I came up with the idea of the paleocardiologist as my first book a few years ago, and it's all about how using paleo nutrition, the paleo lifestyle, returning to the wisdom of our ancestors can really make us achieve the best heart health we can. If we have heart disease, this type of lifestyle can help to reverse it and fix it, and that's what I'm all about. And once again, if you maintain that type of nutrition, which of course is eating tons of vegetables, eating free-range grass-fed meats and nuts and seeds and eggs and avocados and coconuts, the foods of our ancestors, we can maintain heart health and also avoid getting sick on a plane, for example.
All right, so let's talk about getting sick on the plane, because I promise you, and I promise the listeners, I'm going to have you back, because I, when I had my television show, had Dr. Esselstyn on. So, of course, his research in the China study with cardiology is, the message is somewhat opposite. Not opposite, but there are some contrasting things. So I want to get into that and talk about that to you, but at a later time. So as promised, and talk to me, like, I just got back from not only Cambodia, and then I had to fly because my mom was really sick. Again, over to Michigan. I'm flying all the time. Help me. Help my listeners. What can we do?
Well, as you know, the most important thing to maintain your health is to be a strong host. There is all different pathogens and viruses and bacteria that are floating around the world. And when you're traveling and when you're on airplanes, there's international travelers. We're not going to be able to, quote unquote, protect ourselves as much as we think. We can't put up a shield against these people. We're exposed to it. And that's why we have immune systems. If you have an strong immune system, then you're going to be able to combat all these different viruses and bacteria, and you're not going to get sick. If you do get sick, it'll be a very short course of illness. And, you know, certain things, once again, by maintaining the low-sugar diet, low sugar has been proven, for example, to diminish the transmission or the response to the polio virus.
Nice.
It helps when the common cold. Everything is fed by sugar in a high-sugar diet, so that's the most important thing we can do. And that's where it really ties in with the paleo philosophy. Other things we tell people certainly while they're traveling is to make sure they wash their hands before they eat, wash their hands after they go to the restroom. We always recommend bringing some kind of moist towelette with you to wipe your hands down at every opportunity, even wiping down your armrest and even part of the seat, if you'd like, to make sure that you're not getting exposed to some of these pathogens or virus and bacteria. It seems like a lot. It seems like overkill, but doesn't it make sense to do that as opposed to suffering with an illness for a few days?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. Prevention is the cure. And I have to tell you, I was flying next to somebody and she kind of had it down. I mean, she got in her seat, she got her wipes out. And you mentioned the wipes from seventh generation. So of course, a lot of those wipes have toxic things that we actually don't want to pretty much take on to our skin, because it might be sort of contributing to some of those toxins that we get exposure to. But the wipes from seventh generation, you mentioned in your blog, so I love that. They're travel wipes. But she had it down. She wiped down everything, and she asked me if I needed one, and I kind of caught me off guard, and I said no, but I thought, hey, as you say, it might be overkill, but guess what? Prevention is the cure, and you're right. I would so much rather do some quick, easy measures like this to protect myself when I'm flying than suffer, which I have, not being such a strong host and actually in a virus or two.
Right. And sometimes, obviously you see people when they travel, they're wearing a mask. a surgical mask that helps prevent some transmission of viral particles in the air. You're just in a big tube is what it is. And, you know, if you're trying, especially if you're sitting near someone who appears to be ill, it may not be the worst thing in the world to break out a mask too, like I said, prevent some of the virus from getting through. There's even some thought that if you put the air conditioning, if you put the little nozzle and you kind of face that towards you, it helps to blow away air from the rest of the plane and provide you with fresh air that has been filtered. So that's kind of another trick of the trade to do while traveling.
Wow. And now you also, and I think this is really important, drinking plenty of water. How can somebody measure, especially when flying and just sitting there, what plenty of water really means?
Well, I think maybe we can best judge that by how often we actually get up and go to the bathroom. So
right.
You should be getting up to urinate on a flight at least every hour, maybe every 90 minutes at most, but preferably every hour. That'll tell you that you're hydrated enough. Whenever I travel, and I know you're a big proponent of avoiding plastic, and I certainly feel the same way, avoiding plastic whenever we can, you can't do it when you travel. So when I go to the airport, no matter where I'm going, I stock up on 3 big bottles, preferably of something like Fiji or Evian, a really high-quality water with a thick quality plastic that is known to be BPA-free, and just make sure that I'm sipping that throughout the flight.
Dr. Wolf, I have to tell you, I took a flight. It was from Atlanta to Korea, and it was 15 hours long. And I have to tell you, I noticed, and I almost wanted to, of course, I wanted to get up and do a lot of things after flying for more than 10 hours, but I wanted to get up and go, you need to pee. Why are you people peeing? This is crazy. I always bird dog the aisle seat because I know staying hydrated is extremely important, and I can't believe these people didn't get up, move once, and go to the bathroom.
As a cardiologist, obviously, over the years, I've seen people hospitalized for blood clots in their legs or deep venous thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, the blood clotting in the lungs, because they didn't, it occurred after traveling. And most people, think the opposite of what we're talking about. They do not drink a lot of fluids while they're traveling because they don't want to have to get up and to urinate. They don't want to climb over somebody else. And it's really counterintuitive. We got to really change that. And just the fact of even getting up to urinate, it shows that you're hydrated, but then you're also, you're moving the muscles, you're moving blood flow, the calf pump propels blood from the calves around the body and prevents it from clotting in the legs. So that's another very important aspect of travel.
I'm so happy that you're getting that word out. Those folks that are on the aisle in the middle, please let that person from the window, if he needs to get up 2 or 3 or 4 times, get up. Like we can all we can all use getting up. That's for sure. My grandmother actually used to tell me it was her goal not to go to the bathroom. It was like a thing that she did to try to be in contest with herself. And I'm thinking, well, that's one of the stupidest things that I have ever heard. So I think that's great.
Right. And grandmothers are usually so wise, too. It's usually it's surprising to hear the contrary to that.
Well,
I think there's also some good supplements that people want to take also to keep their immune system strong. I like boosting up with vitamin A, vitamin C, colloidal silver, a couple other products that I like that help to boost the immune system is one product called Holmune by Orthomolecular. I don't know if
sure.
I mentioned it or not, but in any case, whatever. It's who I use. It's a fantastic product. It's a baker's yeast extract containing a 75% beta-glucan. And there's some good science on that and, immune-boosting activities. So there's definitely, speak with your natural doctor out there before you travel and make sure you get the best products available.
Well, that is great. Now, your website is TheDoctorsWolfson.com. So DrsWolfson, correct?
Correct. Doctors abbreviated, like you said, yes.
Okay. TheDoctorsWolfson.com. And you and your eco-friendly office is located in Paradise Valley, Arizona. And we've got your first book, The Paleo Cardiologist. We're going to be hearing more from Dr. Jack Wolfson. And for folks, you out there listening, thanks so much for being with me. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. Okay, folks, take care of yourselves and each other. And always remember to be well.